This year's Women's March comes 4 years after the initial event was organized in D.C. as a response to the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Now, there's a new administration in the White House. But Women's March Pensacola President Allison Ferreira says they'll be organizing for the same issues as before.
That is still a pivotal moment in society as a whole, you know, with women's rights. We're going to continue to show this administration, you know, we're not going to back down from maintaining and progressing women's rights. And, you know, it's not a Dem or Republican agenda. You know, it's a human rights agenda. You know, we're going to continue to hold any and all establishments accountable.
One thing that has changed this year is the venue. Like many events, the Pensacola Women's March was moved online as COVID cases spiked. Ferreira said she was given the okay from her board.
They all agreed, and we worked toward that. And then I went to state about it and told them what we were doing. And state was encouraged and happy about it and decided to ask if they could join us.
Speakers will cover various issues, including LGBTQ rights, environmental issues, and justice for Black and brown people. They all fall under human rights, says Ferreira. With the event online, organizers are hoping to see an even broader mix of attendees. Tamika Lyles is the Democratic Black Caucus President and Veterans Caucus Vice President in Osceola County. She first spoke at the Pensacola Women's March in 2018 as a candidate for state senate. Whether held in person or online, the Women's March is a time to set goals for the future and motivate others to join the cause, she says.
It is the opportunity to show the advocacy for women. And it's to celebrate our accomplishments, but it's also to motivate us to continue our work because we still have so much work left to do. So it's an opportunity to actually speak with those like-minded individuals that are out there that are in support of our movement and, you know, gain support for our movement.
Saturday's event is also a celebration of a historic milestone. The inauguration of the country's first female vice president, Kamala Harris.
This is something that is definitely groundbreaking, and it is something that is motivating to minority women. We hold a strong voice in the Democratic Party, but we don't hold a lot of seats at the table.
Lyle says Harris is an example of why representation matters. It motivates new voices to step forward, not just on the national stage, but in state and local races, like Democrat Karen Butler, who ran for Florida Senate District 1 last year. A first-time candidate, Butler lost the race to incumbent Doug Broxson, but she did win over 98,000 votes. It's a number she's proud of.
Because they were actually excited to see me run, not just as a Democrat, but as a woman.
Butler will be another speaker at the Pensacola Women's March, and her message stems from her experience as a candidate. Throughout the country, a historic number of women ran for office in the 2018 midterms and in the 2020 election. Butler said she wants to see that trend continue in the panhandle.
We need to get women involved in things like city council, county commissioner, school board, mayors, okay? And work our way straight up from there. And through my campaigning, I learned more about the process and how much I need to encourage women to get involved. You know, when you get into something and it's so all of a sudden you just see a huge gap. There's a gap that needs to be filled by women. It's missing.
The Pensacola Women's March will be online from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, January 23rd. For more information and a link to the Zoom webinar, visit the Women's March Pensacola Facebook page. Jenny McKeon, WUWF News.